Hello and welcome to the Fishing Guide Podcast. I'm your host, Brad Weekman, and I am with a special guest here, Chris Fox. And we happen to be at Clay Maxey. And so they are a Vexus dealership here in Berryville, Arkansas. Tell us a little bit about the facility that you have here, Chris.
Well, we have a new building. We built it three summers ago, and we built it exclusively to be a Vexus dealer. And we've been selling boats ever since.
Been a little crazy, the boat dealership world.
It's crazy busy.
So it's a pretty big facility. Are you, are you authorized to do a Mercury repairs?
Yes, we are a Mercurized authorized service center and warranty center. Yep. That's the only brand we carry right now, but we are wide open in it.
There you go. So you're pretty close to actually to the factory itself.
Yeah,
we're
only 70 miles or so from the factory.
Right. So is that part of your thinking? Was like, you know, that
we're close.
You're very close. And so tell a little bit about the process of buying a Vexus boat. I know that you can go online and you can build your own dream boat.
Absolutely. You go to Vexus.com and they've got a beautiful website that you can pick your model that suits you. And then over there's a little tab, you click on Build Mine.
Right.
And it takes you right through the steps and you can make it a custom rig the way you want your boat to be.
Let's go through that process because this is actually my boat. So I feel bad about just like pimping my own boat, but we're going to pimp it right now. Yep. So I was able to do a lot of these custom things that you're talking about, and I was able to build it, look at it, and I kind of made my mind up, and I kind of changed my mind a little bit. But tell us about that process.
Yes, once you click on the model that you like, you click on the Build Mine, and the first step it takes you through, you pick your motor. And with Vexus, you have a choice of Mercury, Yamaha, Suzuki.
Okay.
And we can get all three, but we're just a service center for Mercury.
Right.
And then once you pick your motor, then it goes to color. And they have some standard colors, or you can pay a little extra and change these colors around too.
Right.
You can have a white bottom or a black bottom, or you could have a different color up here.
Right.
You just have to pay a little extra for that. And then the next step, it just goes right through the steps. You go to the electronics. It allows you to pick your console electronics and your bow electronics. And then the next step is all the little accessories like stereo cover, extra seats, C-deck floor. You can get C-deck floor or carpet. And you can get step pads on the trailer. They just have all these little options, and then you can custom the way you want it.
I see.
Light package, you know, stuff like that.
So we'll start with some things that we did with my boat was we went as far away from carpet as we could.
Yes, you did.
Because there's advantages, right?
There is advantage.
To the C-deck. So we got the C-deck on the floor, and then also C-deck on the front and rear deck. So tell us the advantage of C-deck compared to carpet.
C-deck is a little cooler. People that are barefoot, a lot of people barefoot fish. And easier to clean. You could just scrub it with a brush and a hose, and you can clean it. And the carpet is nice, too. People do like carpet.
Right.
It's just personal preference.
Right. I think the ability to where there's wear spots with C-deck, you can just... You only need that section, and you're not having to recarpet your whole boat. All you need is this is where they walk, and this is where I need the extra.
Yeah, you could just replace that square if you had to. Correct.
So we went with that. We went with another console that's called your wife's console right there.
That's right.
Or maybe it'd be mine and my wife's driving. So she does drive a boat. So tell us, console.
Yeah, when you get the passenger console, it mimics the driver's console without the gauges, steering wheel, of course. But then you've got the glove box and a handle. And then if you do get a stereo, they put the stereo right here.
Right.
So that's pretty handy. Everything's right there.
There's a little channel off to the side, so you can, when you lay your rods, if you have very long rods, there's a spot for that to go through.
On both sides, yes.
Yeah, on both sides, which is really nice, because a lot of times, otherwise, they ride up against that on some models.
Rubbing the console.
Yep, so that was extra. What else do you see that we did? We got the center step instead of getting a seat.
Correct. They have two options there. You can get a center step, which has a little glove box and cup holders. Or you can get a center seat that folds down and has a step and two cup holders.
Right. So we'll stay in this area right here. Let's see. I'm looking for things that we did.
And we added the shock package to your extra boxes. Okay. You got the extra rod shocks.
Right.
Which leaves the holds the lid open for you.
Yep.
And what else?
Go to the front. So the up front, the electronics. I'm doing the electronics, and a business in town is going to do it. So we're actually going to have some videos on doing that, but yeah, on insulation. So we wanted to leave that part out, but you guys had plenty of different options. You had Lowrance and Hummingbird that they could choose from. Absolutely.
Or Garmin. Yes.
Or Garmin. Mm-hmm. Yep. And so they had different units they could choose from.
And on all these boats, you know, you could get two units up front and you could have one Hummingbird, one Garmin for the Panoptics, or you can go all Hummingbird. It's just custom. You could, you know, we sell all the brands, so whatever your preference is, we can match it and get you set up.
And so that goes along with the trolling motor.
Absolutely.
And so, of course, I'm getting a Lowrance Ghost trolling motor, so I didn't have you install it, but you have options for them on
that
too,
right? Most customers have their boat factory installed, everything factory installed. That way it's all done at the factory. Some people like that. But you can get any brand of the trolling motor. You can get the Ghost, you can get the Garmin, you can get the Minn Kota.
Right. Okay, so that takes us to the back of the boat. Mm-hmm. And so they come to the back of the boat. 24-volt system is what it's set up
standard
for.
Standard width, yes, sir.
Yep. And so it has some switches back there that are very functional that are back there.
Mm-hmm. For the trolling motor, it has its own breaker, so if you need to kill power to the trolling motor, you can kill it.
Okay.
Then it also has another breaker on the driver's side that if you were just going to work on the console or something, you could turn that breaker off and just kill power to the console.
Uh-huh.
Or it has a main power that would kill power to the whole boat except for the trolling motor.
Yep. And so also another switch that's back there next to the engine is the bilge pump.
The drain plug.
The drain plug,
It has a remote drain plug. It's just a turn of a dial.
Uh-huh.
It's got a little cable mechanism, and it open and closes the drain plug.
Right. So you guys, when you sell a boat and you sell it, say a person comes in to get the boat, has it been driven? How do they know how far that this does have a manual jack plate on?
Mm-hmm.
And so how do they know? Do you have some, they do, Vexus have a genius that sits around in there?
Yes. His name is Gary Howard.
Uh-huh. I've heard about him.
Also known as White Cloud. Uh-huh. He is just probably 50 years or more probably of testing and props and testing boats. And
right.
When he says it's right, you just say, yes, sir.
I knew there was a mystical cloud around him. He probably doesn't even have an office. He has a rug, and he just goes and crosses his legs and sits in there.
He's the master.
Yeah, that's for sure. Yes. What do you know what pitch prop is coming out of
this? This one is probably a 23 Fury.
Yep, 23 Fury. Mm-hmm. So they stick with those.
Yes.
Yep.
And the four-strokes have been, since the Mercury four-strokes came out, they're using lower pitch props now than we used to, you know, like when we had the Optimaxes.
Uh-huh.
You know, those were higher pitch props, 26, 27.
Right.
Must be the gear case and the new four-stroke technology. It doesn't take as much.
Right. What size gas tank does it have? We're talking about a four-stroke.
36-gallon tank.
36.
Mm-hmm.
The gauges. Do you have a gauge package system? Or
yes,
it
has
just
the gauge package. Standard package system comes with speedometer, tachometer, fuel gauge, water pressure, and trim.
Okay.
But this year for 2022, they are offering a digital gauge package.
Oh, nice.
So you can get the Mercury digital gauges.
Nice.
They just came out with that yesterday, actually.
Yesterday. So I got my boat too early.
A little bit
can
too
I
early,
wait?
Yeah, we could probably change them.
tell me about trailer. Trailer was is impressive. So actually,
yes,
my neighbor has almost the same exact boat. He has the 19 footer. He ran out and got it before I could get mine. Not very nice. And so I've had to ride around with him while this one was being built.
Mm-hmm.
And so that boat is remarkable, just as remarkable as this boat.
Yes.
But
their trailers are really heavy duty. They have a channel frame. With the tandem axle trailer, you get four-wheel disc brakes.
Uh-huh.
All the LED lighting and all the wiring is ran in aluminum conduit with open ends, so no water will sit in there.
Right.
And the lights are a little different than other people are doing. The turn signals, let's say, most lights come in with a male plug,
right,
and those always come out. They've switched those plugs, so if you have any light problems, the only connections are at the lights. There's no connections in the harness.
Oh, really?
To fall off or stuff like that.
Corrode. Give up.
Yes.
LED lights, I assume.
Oh, yeah. Everything's LED.
Yep. Yes, sir. So I was over. Let's talk a little bit about the inside, too, though. So when you open up this lid and you're looking inside, I saw there's some supports mm-hmm. on some of the longer ones. Mm-hmm. But inside there is actually the boxes are fiberglass.
Correct.
Talk about that.
They call this fiberglass infused aluminum boat. Uh-huh. Once you get with that, your two rear storage boxes,
right,
your center console step, your two consoles, and your cooler and your trolling motor foot pedal area is all fiberglass. Uh-huh. So that's made out of fiberglass, which stronger, better, lighter. It is lighter. And then they're insulated, so you could use the two storage boxes and the all for coolers because they're foam filled.
Right, and the
live well is fiberglass also. Sorry,
I saw at the factory itself. I got to do a tour and go through and look, which is a very cool deal. Before you buy your boat, go look and see how they're built, and the paint room and all of the process of getting a boat, was all laid out in there. But they actually spray like foam in between, don't they?
Absolutely.
Do they? So that this has a hulling plane, and so when you're coming down the lake, it sounds different, doesn't it, than a John boat?
With the amount of foam that Vexus uses, if it's not a storage box or an opening, it's full of foam.
Uh-huh.
This will not sink,
Right.
And it does. It works as a sound deadener when you're going down the lake. Your typical aluminum boats will slap a little and make a little noise. These are solid. They don't do that.
And a hulling plane.
Absolutely.
Faster.
Absolutely.
Turning
is very, very tight. It does not hop in turns.
Yep.
And it will not porpoise unless you have it over-trimmed, of course, but it does not porpoise.
Yeah.
And you can run at slow speeds, too. You could run on plane at 30 mile an hour.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. And top speed, normally
top
one
speed
person?
One person, probably 63 to 65.
Uh-huh. Two people?
Two people would probably go down to 62 or so.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And you fish tournaments?
Few, yeah.
So live wells full of your 20-pound bag.
Mm-hmm. 20-pound.
Well, it's in the spring. They're on bull shoals, okay? They're on the bed. 20-pound. You got a 20-pound bag. What might it run?
It would still run in the 60s.
Oh, in the 60s?
Yes.
So these are only rated for 200. That's
correct.
The biggest engine you can get on it. The one that is 19... How big is that? 19
it's
foot 10
19
inches?
19 foot 10, yes. It takes a 150.
150. So what does it
That'll run about at? 55.
55?
Mm-hmm. And then when you jump down or step down to the boat with a 115 on it, it runs about 45. There's about a 10-mile-an-hour increments in between the boats.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so they'll be seeing this pretty, this is going to come out pretty soon. The podcast show will be on. Mm-hmm. So what's your expectations for boats coming in? Like if someone was to call you up and say, what do you have available? What's kind of your expectations next couple months for boats?
Next couple months, I should have at least 7 or 8 boats here in stock. And we've spaced them out where they're the smaller and the bigger ones.
Uh-huh.
I should have at least a couple of these in and a couple of the 19s and a couple of the 18s in the next 4 or 5 weeks.
Right. And those will be standard. You'll probably have most of
them. We've got them rigged really nice. So
yeah.
They're capable that when you walk in here that you could just hook it up and go put some gas in it.
Oh, there you go. So, how big is the gas tank?
This one has 36, and the 1980 has 36. And then when you go to the 18, it goes to 32.
36. Mm-hmm. So you fill this thing up once a month.
once a month.
36.
Well, you're not fishing months if you're going once a month.
Oh. What do you think the miles per gallon is in its mercury?
I don't know. I don't know that answer.
You need to be taking your mercury vessel view.
That would show you.
There you go. So it is a dealership. So we're kind of looking around right here. Of course, the boat's sitting here getting ready to be pulled out. But if you look over that way, you can see that they have all the accessories. They have some Pro Series. They have the Pro Guide batteries that are inside here.
Yep.
And so any of the mercury accessories and stuff, they would be able to come. And
we can get those also.
Anything. Uh-huh. Yep. You can order them, and then you can do the maintenance work.
Absolutely.
On the outboards. And basically, when you get a brand new mercury, what's the break-in for
break-in? Break-in is 2 hours. They like to, on the first hour, they like you to keep it trimmed down and keep it below 4,000 RPMs and vary your speeds. And,
right.
Run 10 minutes at certain speeds and then vary your speeds. And then the second hour, you can go up to 5,000, which then you'll have to trim a little. But again, then varying your speeds. And then after that 2 hours, they say, you know, not to abuse it, but you can, right. You can run it wide open then.
I gotcha. Mm-hmm. No oil.
Not other than the four-stroke oil. Nope, yeah. That's it. No more fill in the oil tank.
When's the first maintenance for people that buy a new boat?
The first maintenance, Mercury recommends a 20-hour, but it's not necessity. Right. Most people are waiting until 100.
100? Mm-hmm. Yep. So when are you guys open? Just give us a ball.
We're open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and on appointments on Saturdays. And, right. Of course, we're here on a Saturday today.
There you go.
But if you call us, we'll meet you here.
All right, so tell us some of the stuff that you just love. Now, do you have a Lineman boat or do you have a fiberglass boat?
I run a 2080.
The same.
I really love it.
Uh-huh. Yes. So how long have you had yours?
I've had mine 7 or 8 months now.
7 or 8 months.
Mm-hmm. And but it's the second one.
It's oh, the second one. Mm-hmm. When did you get your first one? Did you get one of the first ones come out of the plant?
Yeah, I did.
You did?
I did.
You suck. I was ready for a new boat then, but...
It helps. I know all those people down there at the factory, and I get little perks every
little
now and
perks
then.
Perks like that, switching around.
Yeah.
What do you think, just for someone that's looking at a Vexus boat, Lineman boat, what do you think about the resale? These are going to hold resale really good,
yes,
aren't they?
Yes, they are. I see it. This year it's actually increasing.
Right.
You know, the first couple of years were a little tough because people didn't really know who they were. But they've got their name out there now, and you can just watch it rising.
Tell them a little bit about the ownership of Vexus.
Yes, the ownership of Vexus is basically a lot of people that came from another boat company.
Right.
And when they first moved over there was probably 20 or 30 employees, and, you know, there was hundreds and hundreds of years of experience with those people, because that's all they've done is build boats. So this is not a new business for them. It was just a way to go to the next level.
And the facility,
it's state of the art,
brand new.
Yes,
right.
They broke ground in 2017. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, within a year they were building boats.
Wow.
You know, so they knew what they were doing, and they had a plan.
Pretty amazing.
Yes, and it's all green, oriented, where they recycle some of the stuff, and you know, they're worried about the.
They build all the boxes and all the fiberglass, and all that work is done at part of their facility.
Oh yes, they do it all. Everything's under one roof right now.
Yep,
trailer under one roof. When this boat comes through, the trailer is being built in the next line right to it, so they use the same paint to paint the boat and paint the trailer.
And that has, the console has
same thing.
Matching, it's all done at once, so it matches on the thing.
And they do all the boxes, and it's all bag mold system, you know, so it's very clean, and you walk in there, it's very clean environment.
Yep. Amazing. So
it's state of the art.
So if people want to get hold of you get hold of
people. Yes, you can find us on the computer at claymaximarine.com. Claymaxivexus.com, sorry.
Right. Do you have a phone number that
you can call? Yes, you can call 870-405-9973.
There you go. So we're going to break to Tackle Time. Tackle Time, of course, is sponsored, and this show is sponsored by Pico Lures. They have a whole line of fishing lures, everything from crankbaits, which are the hottest things going, especially in Mississippi. Square bills are insane down there. They catch them trolling. Yeah. And so they have soft plastics for bass. They got jig heads. They got everything you need. They have. You can check them out at picolures.com. And, of course, my other favorite sponsor is Smith Consumer Products. And they have all these great products. They got pocket knives. They got fillet knives. They got all that Mr. Crappie line and stuff. But they also have these cool things, like, I really don't want to put a sticker on my new boat. So they have this, it's not even retractable. It's just like a vinyl thing you pull out, and then you can measure this right here. Hold this. This is actually for the fish that Chris catches. So actually he needs one this big. And so, but it's pretty cool. It wraps up. You can just throw it in your boat. And if you're catching stripers, or say you catch a real nice walleye that's longer than 18 inches, and you want to tell your buddies, you can do that. But you can check out all their products at Smith Consumer Products. You can check them out at smithproducts.com. And so that pretty much wraps it up.
Awesome.
Pretty awesome, because we're here getting a dream boat this week, so we'll be taking it out. We'll be seeing lots of photos, videos that we're taking on that of them. Like I always say, make sure you keep your hooks sharp and your lures in the water.